Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, go.
I will always have this life back to my heart. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
Make sure it doesn't die on you guys in the middle of me talking. And then what I want to do is play the Archangel chant. I was talking about Eric Berglund the other night and played one of his songs, Healing Angels. And so I want to share another song of his with you. So what I want to do is have this song raise the vibration of everybody's attitude, the entire feel of the show. And what we'll do is just call in for these archangels to come and watch over the show, to guide us and to help us be in a better state, listening to their guidance, and of course, feeling very peaceful and well with us. So please enjoy this archangel chant by Eric Berglund. Yeah. And I will be right back with you. Hopefully you all can resonate at a higher frequency here. Alright, welcome back everybody. I definitely feel nice, warm, welcoming energy embracing all of us here. Glad that we can all share in this together. Just making sure that everybody's getting here and good timing, etc., etc. So yes, I will be doing readings. I'll be here as long as I am needed. It's a 2-hour show. But if there's nothing going on, then it's okay. I'll end it. Not a big deal. But yes, I will take readings and questions from the chat. And then if any other, if you want to call in, you can totally do that too. But if not, chat is just fine. So if anybody has any questions or anything, that's totally fine. So what I want to do first is do a little reading for the entire show and for the common collective consciousness of everybody that is listening, whether you're listening live or on the archive. It does not matter. So we're going to draw our first card. I gotta make sure I'm all situated. All right. Okay. And the first card that I drew in regards to the heart quest is called Kabia. The symbol for this is Ka, which is bull, abundance, and surrender. So I'll read to you what the angel card has to offer. From first heaven, I bring Ka, a bowl of silver energy that comes from oneness by way of the sparkling diamond rays of the creation angels that is called angelic light. My bowl holds Gabriel's radiance of moon and first heaven, but at present it's tilted because your silver aspect is out of balance. I offer you a chance to redress this balance and allow your bowl to be righted and thus to fill once more. First, take time to evaluate what you really need in energy, healing terms. No matter what your birth gender, feminine, which is moon influence, aspects are intuition and heart, intensity and balance of feelings and emotions. Breathe in power of Kaf and silver to balance, even to overflow from heart. But there is more. If your heart's eye sees a haze of palest rose blue violet among the silver flames, you can work with the intense feminine energy emanating from Earth's second moon, lost eons ago through war. The double moon's angelic love energy restores feminine balance and aids soul healing in mankind, nature, and animal kingdoms. I ask you to surrender, work in Temple Mer with the moon man's Allah, so that later we guide you through the silver platinum stargate of me to benefit all. All right, so this is, remember the symbol for this is Kaf, which is bull, abundance, and surrender. So sometimes when we are out of balance, we need to surrender certain things to spirits, to angels, to whatever that you decide to give up to. And surrender some of these negative things. And once you do, you give them up. And they are brought into a new positive light where they will literally transform into something that will be of benefit to you. Now, one thing that is going on in our planetary actions, I believe Uranus just transitioned into Aries energy. So definitely a lot of changes are going to happen. Uranus is the planet of surprise. It's the planet of revelations, crazy ways of thinking. It is very, like I said, shocking and surpriseful planet. And when this planet is in Aries, that means these things are going to be headstrong and definitely very fiery. It's going to be a I'm not sure the energies. I know I definitely felt it. I really think that the car accident that I got into was a result of this. It was something that, boom, you know, head on. Literally, you know, pun intended, I totally hit my head. Smashed my head on the windshield. And it was just a head-on thing. And, man, things changed as soon as I got into the accident. Things definitely started changing. And it was such an intense regrouping, I guess you could say. So maybe a lot of us right now are a little bit out of balance, and we're just trying to get there. Of course, we always want to try to be in balance, which is very good. Okay, so we're going to go to the next card. We're going to do the heart healing for this, for the card that I just pulled, the Cabio. All right. And the next card I pull for healing. Ah, oh my goodness. Okay, we got the Aquamarine. I believe it's the Water of Life Healing. Yes. We just got this card again. So there must be some intense water healing going on. Maybe all of us here had our origins in Atlantis. Maybe that's where we all met. And we're now back working together to create good holograms, good holographic images in the collective consciousness, so that we can all start reviewing our own true selves. So I will just read to you what this has to offer. I'm only going to do the little shortened version, so please enjoy. I breathe your mysterious sacred energy into heart and thymus, and hold your water of life vibrations to travel to the aquamarine chamber in Templum Mer. Your cool blue-green living crystal healing fractals cascade over me, then spiral down through crown, organically cleansing and balancing all chakras while bringing emotional peace. If I am ready to reach oneness, I enter the white ice of alchemy, where all spiritually limiting threads are cut and past vows released. My hidden pearl within is refound. Through water of life, the pure spring of my loving dolphin wisdom flows again for all. So I think this one is pretty much self-explanatory. It does offer balance within all chakras. This is a beautiful, beautiful card. I wish you guys could see it. The way it is a beautiful pattern all in circles, and it intertwines with itself. And then the very middle is like a snowflake. And surrounded by that, these beautiful waves of light energy, and the colors are absolutely beautiful. I think part of the healing is within the colors themselves, since we are, I think we're definitely made of color, definitely. And they bring certain subtle emotions, certain subconscious ways of thinking into the mind. So I definitely got to get these. I got to figure out a way to show you guys these cards. It'll happen. Don't worry. It's coming very soon. All right, so next we're going to move on to soul healing with Archangel Metatron. And we're going to see what we can do to heal in our soul collectively. And hopefully this relates to you. Okay. I think this is a very, very perfect card. For this group, for this atmosphere, and for this moment in time. What this is the Metatron card. The symbol that this card holds is called Chet, which is the tree of life, balance, and oneness with all. I offer you my undefiled Metatronic or angelic light spectrum, which may be embraced in the higher heart by those whose souls have pledged to carry this vibration and work with it for all. For with love and light in higher heart, you fly, like Thunderbird, beyond the stargates into higher dimensions. and there will be little you cannot accomplish. For you I fashion my lights into the letter Cheth, signifying Eden tree and your path of oneness, yes, even unity consciousness, which comes when your heart and soul transform into Gem Self. If you are one with our sacred Eden tree, your roots lie in Mother Earth and heart and temple of Mer, with your crown touching the stargates, wondrous portals to angelic light. Start with ruby, emerald, and sapphire. From there, seek other dimensional portals, allowing advanced light encodement. When Shekinah's unconditional, creative, and regenerative love links to my light geometry, this informs, inspires, and raises your heart and soul to new heights of cosmic awareness. We shall bring you all manner of things for intuitive action in heart and soul. As you gain spiritual mastery, strive to access advanced gates. Your soul quest is linked to the critical mass of 144,000 light beings required for Mother Earth's ascension program. So what this card is telling us is to get back into the meditative state of mind, to ignite the chakras, to breathe prana, and to be in a state of oneness, and realize that you are nothing but oneness with all. And let's talk about all. When we say all, we mean all. Everything. Every living thing. Every single thing. All people, all things, all creation, all color, all energy, all everything. It is all in balance. It is all in balance with each other. It is in oneness. Hence, oneness with all. So we need to remember how to achieve this state of mind. And what I want to offer you is a nice guided meditation this evening. We'll ignite each and every chakra. And I've been doing this for my hypnosis clients. When I have a client, what I do, the very first thing I do is I balance and align their chakras, bring conscious awareness to each and every one. And then I proceed from there, and every single client just loves the chakra guided meditation. So we can do that after I draw this next card. And this is the stargates that we will have the ability to access. Ooh, okay. This is a very, very interesting card. It has to deal with the zodiac. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with astrology, your horoscope, your signs, etc., etc. But this one goes a little bit deeper, and it calls upon the stargate that most do not remember or recognize. And what this is called is, that is the wrong card, my bad, wrong page. It is called the Zodiac Stargate of Ophiuchus and Delphinus. The hidden 13th zodiac sign of Ophiuchus and Delphinus connect together through Pistis Sophia's double eight of eternity. So what I want you to picture in your mind right now is picture an eight, and then picture another eight intertwined with it. So you have four circles all connecting. And it's an infinite moving thing. So please picture that in your imagination. They allow you to travel around the eternity symbol to access the pure, unfallen, angelic light zodiac. In this zodiac, all signs are in perfect balance, oneness, so that accessing their vibration helps heal relevant, subtle energy bodies. Ophiuchus is for earth and fire signs. Delphinus for air and water signs. The signs rulers can also help karmic adversity. So, I'll just read to you how you can access this. So please, everybody, get into the imagination and open up your heart for the messages that are about to come. Please join my right hand through all above with white celestial starfire and Ophiuchus to my left hand, and my right foot through all below with sacred blue earth flame and Delphinius to my left foot. Through my heart, the heart of earth and Eden tree, eight of eternity, Ophiuchus and Delphinius, I am so joined. I travel around your eternal symbol into Ophiuchus to access unfallen zodiac earth and fire signs energy. Dragon three crystal feathers, love, power, and wisdom, are gifted in sacral. I travel around your eternal symbol in Delphinius, accessing pure zodiac air and water signs energy. The dolphin's tail symbol is inscribed in Thymus. I return to ground, manifest, and use zodiac healing for all. So this card brings me to light upon zodiac healing. So if any of you wanted your charts run, I can definitely do that for you. I can do your natal chart, your birth chart. All I need is your birth time, place, and location. Once you have those three pieces of information, I will be more than happy to run your chart, talk about what it means, and describe it in my own interpretation. Of course, for you to understand better and to get a better hold of who you are and what you do, how you think, etc. It's a pretty divine tool, and I did have a conversation with somebody about how the birth chart is your map. It's what you were, it's how you created your existence, your life. And they say that you have a map of yourself before you even come to Earth. Well, if it is anything, I have a feeling that it is probably your natal chart. And I've definitely found, oh my goodness, I've definitely found mine to be quite close to who I am and what I feel, et cetera, et cetera. It actually gave me a lot of insightful information for me to learn about myself. Okay. So that is the little reading for today. And for this show, I'm going to put all of my cards back so I can get ready to read those that are in need. So if you do have your question, you can definitely ask it now. Otherwise, I'm going to continue with the guided meditation. All right, just got to make sure everything is nice and organized. Got to be good. Got to be all good. Okay. So I think some of you have heard this before. If so, that's totally all right. It still works just the same. And it helps to be guided into this state of mind. So if you can, what I want everybody to do is to get nice and comfortable. Just sit back if you're lying down. Make sure your feet are nice and propped up. If you are sitting down in a chair, make sure that your feet are flat on the ground and that your back is nice and straight. And that you have a very clear flow of breath. So what we're going to do is I want you to take a nice deep in-breath right now. Hold this breath briefly. And release. Very good. Another nice deep in-breath. Hold it briefly. And release. Breathe in. Hold. And release. Keep that nice steady pattern of breath. Remembering that you are your breath, you control your breath, and your breath is your life. So what we're going to do, I need you to just close your eyes, and we're going to let the imagination take control. Let your own imagination take control. And we're going to bring your awareness, your conscious awareness, to 7 major energy points throughout the body. And when I call upon a certain energy location, we will give it a guidance and direction with color. That is where the healing and activation comes in. When the color is sent through the body, the chakra is activated. And when the breath is released, the chakra will be spinning into the energetic state. So what I want you to do is bring your conscious awareness to the base of the spine. With your eyes closed, imagine a red sphere of energy resting at the base of the spine. Picture this sphere, and what I want you to do is taking a nice deep in-breath. But as you breathe in, I want you to imagine the color red coming in from the tips of the toes all the way to the top of the head, filling your entire body. Go ahead and breathe this red breath in now. Hold it briefly. Feel the red energy flowing throughout the entire body. And release this breath. And as you release the breath, feel this energetic chakra center spinning into a beautiful sphere of red energy, grounding you, helping you to feel one with the earth, feeling very calm and relaxed. Now we're going to bring your awareness up to the second chakra. This is the sacral chakra. This rests at the pelvis bone. This is your sexual chakra. It is related to passion, duality, opposites. What I want you to do is imagine this orange sphere of energy resting at the pelvis. What I want you to do is take in a nice deep in-breath and breathe in the color orange, coming from the tips of the toes and going all the way to the top of the head. Breathe in this color. And hold it briefly, letting the orange surround and surge your entire body. And as you release this breath, it spins the sacral chakra into a beautiful orange sphere of spinning energy, letting the chakra become ignited and passions surge throughout. Now we're going to bring awareness to the third chakra, which is the solar plexus chakra. This is right behind the belly button, along the spine. And what I want you to do is imagine a sphere of yellow energy here. I want you to take in a nice deep in-breath, and as you breathe in this color yellow, imagine the yellow coming right into the stomach and spreading from the stomach throughout the entire body, to the top of the head and the tips of the toes. From the stomach, the source is the yellow stomach. Taking a nice deep in-breath of yellow. Breathe in and hold this breath briefly. Feeling free will, intention, and desire here. And release this breath, letting your solar plexus chakra spin into a beautiful yellow state. So we're going to bring our awareness now up to the fourth major chakra. This is the heart chakra. I want you to imagine a green sphere of energy here. Picture this green sphere. Picture your heart. What I want you to do is take in a nice deep green in-breath. But the breath and the color come from the top of the head and the tips of the toes and meet at the middle, at your heart, creating a pure green golden radiance. Picture this green color. Breathe in this breath now. Hold it briefly. You may feel that your heart flies out of the chest. It just floats out. That feels natural. And release this breath, letting the heart chakra become ignited and spinning into a beautiful green state of energy. I'm going to bring your conscious awareness now up to the third eye. Your third eye chakra is located in between the brow, in the center of the forehead. What I want you to do is picture an indigo sphere of energy here. Picture this energy. Picture the indigo color. What we're going to do is take in a nice deep in-breath of indigo color, filling your entire body with indigo from the top of the head and goes down to the tips of the toes. Breathe in this indigo color. And holding this breath in briefly, letting the imagination surge, letting your third eye become open and your mind becoming one with spirit. As you release this breath, letting the indigo color surge throughout the body and spin at an energetic state at the third eye chakra, becoming ignited and open. As we move up to the last major chakra, opening up higher to the crown. The crown chakra is the one that resides at the base, the top of the head, in the very center. I want you to picture a violet sphere of energy here. I want you to take in a nice deep in-breath, and breathe in that color of violet. Breathe in the violet energy. Hold this breath in briefly. And as you do, your entire body fills with violet, and you become open to the energy and world around, becoming one with all. Release this breath and know that you are now open to spirit. You are now open to oneness. You are now open to all. You are now breathing a divine breath called prana, the breath of God. This is a meditative breath that can heal all. This breath is life-healing and life-changing. You have the power. Anything that you desire is in this breath. What I want you to do now is surround yourself with a beautiful golden white light. Surround your entire body, your aura, your energy with a golden white light. Wash out all the impurities with this beautiful light. The brilliance of the light ameliorates any negativity that is held within the body. This is your own divine light. This is your own power. This is your own inner strength. This is your own security. Call upon this to be safe. And what I want you to do, take this white light and funnel it. I want you to take a stream of this white light from the top of the head through the spine, all the way through the body, and through the very base of the spine at the tailbone. Take that white light and extend it further into the ground, into Mother Earth and her energy, into her own light. Ground it and let the light become one with the earth, as if a tree has sprouted from the base of your spine. a tree of lights, and it is rooting itself, going every which direction, gaining the nutrients from Mother Earth, just like you are gaining the beautiful white light of Earth and the Earth's energy itself, gaining this throughout the body and holding this frequency, feeling the Earth, the healing of Earth, feeling that beautiful light surge throughout the body. You may feel tingling sensations. That is quite all right. You may feel any sort of sensation, and anything that you feel is all right. I myself have a very intense, heated, tingling feeling throughout my face, and then spreading throughout the spine, through the body. And I know that every time that I am doing something right, I receive this tingling, heated feeling on my face. This is me personally. And so I must be giving good healing to those that are in need. So for that, I am grateful for that I can deliver that to you. If you do feel this, you often come back now. We've now ignited the chakra. Just hold the breath. Remember to hold your breath. Hold the power of this breath. It is divine. It is beautiful. And you know what? You can just stay in this beautiful, relaxed state. I am going to play a song for you. And I want us to all bask in beautiful, beautiful energy. And this song extends it. And I think you'll understand why.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. there was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
that you can definitely count on. But also, you were watched over and definitely guided to make the purchase. So one, I think that's definitely already a good thing. Oh, and the next card I pulled is the cross, which is destiny. You are destined to do this, and this is going to be a huge new step for you. It's going to bring you many, many things, I feel. I'm just going to pull another one just because I like to keep on. Oh, gosh. And it's the clover, which is all about luck. So it's going to bring you very good things, luck. We'll probably do another one. Oh, the fox. Fox is very wise. He's a little bit slinky, I guess you could say. Funks around. And he's got this demeanor to him where he can carry and proceed through all types of weather, no matter what. Very, it's a eloquent, and mysterious animal, I would say. So, definitely a good purchase, Amethyst. I wish you very much luck and many blessings in what is coming to you. And I can't wait to hear about how it has affected your life. So if there's anybody that wants a reading, you can either ask me in chat, and I'll be happy to do that for you. Or you can call me. The number to call in is 646-727-2870. I would like to remind you that I take the call-ins first, and it's a lot easier to get a reading when you call in because it is an easier way for me to connect with you, and we can get automatic feedback, automatic response when you're on the line rather than when you are in the chat room. Amethyst, you're very, very welcome, dear. My pleasure, absolutely my pleasure. So welcome to all the new people that are popping in here. Hello, Long Hair Chick and Tichita. If you guys would like a reading, you can call in, and that would be great. The lines are open right now. So you would get right in. Don't even have to worry about it. If not, I think I might play a little bit of a song. I just like playing songs. It always brings different vibration to the show. And it is always interesting to see who shows up and feels that vibration, who's listening to the spirit, who's following images, who's following their inner guidance. And I'm thinking, everybody say hello to Long-Haired Chick and to Cheetah. Make sure you say hello to them. Give them a nice little warm welcome. I want to make sure everybody here is feeling welcome and jumping in on all of the beautiful energies here. Okay, well, I'm here. Check, that's fine. You can call in and listen. That's quite all right. If you do want a reading, though, just press 1, raise your hand, and I will be glad to take your call. Aw, thank you, everybody. I just want everybody to feel just as loved as I feel that you guys are even here. So I want to be able to spread all of that in any way, shape, or form that I can. So what I'm going to do is grace you guys with another song. Oh, excuse me. Still trying to overcome a cold right now. I'm going to play one of my most favorite artists of all time. And this is one of my most favorite, beautiful songs. Love this song. It's called The First Time Ever I... Oh, hang on. We're going to take a call. We're going to put on area code 246. I believe this is Sharice. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you?
I'm all right. You?
I'm doing good, thank you. Everybody, this is Sharice, in case y'all don't know. This is my girl. She's been here forever, following me for a long time. So how are you doing this evening? Would you like a reading?
I guess so, because you said to call in, so I guess I'll have one.
Oh, thank you. Okay, now, I've been doing them a little bit differently. This is exciting because I've been using my angel cards, okay? And what I do is there's two parts, heart quest and soul quest. And I still use the other cards because they help to relate in physical terms, but the angels are all about deeper meaning. So if you would like that, then that would work out great.
I guess I'll look into the soul quest.
The soul quest, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need you to do for me, we're going to ask Archangel Metatron for the guidance for your soul. So what I need you to do is I need you to say your first name out loud 3 times for me, okay?
Okay. Charisse, Charisse, Charisse.
All right, beautiful. Now the card that I pulled for you is, I believe it's Hermes Trismegistos in Latin. And what this card is, and I got to make sure I'm in the right place here. Right place, right time. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, this is, I was correct, Hermes Trismegistos. And the symbol for this is called Koth, which means laws, right action, balance, and harmony. So I'll just read to you what the angel has to offer, okay? I bring Koth and teach on spiritual alchemy, for mine is the sun crown of love, power, and wisdom, and I devise the spiritual laws of balance and harmony, including the sacred law of 3. I vouchsafe that you have ancient skills that enable you to work with healing power of fire of life to aid others. This is my feather dragon energy. When you pledge to develop this, I offer your soul the opportunity to travel through oneness to the pure, unfallen, angelic light zodiac, which is the card that we pulled today. How ironic. When you can connect to its timeless purity, you can channel this into heart, using its resonance to heal and harmonize people through their zodiac template. If your heart sings with my message, this is a key part of your soul quest. If you are in oneness through sacred Eden tree, you can embrace the vibration of my zodiac stargate. Use 8 of eternity, earth flame, and starfire to travel through my stargate, 13th sign of Ophiuchus in the angelic light zodiac. Then, gifted with the wisdom of using power only with love, collect arcane secrets of the unfallen earth and fire signs to bring about karmic healing for yourself and others. So it sounds like you have the ability to channel certain messages and gain certain insights and information. And what this will allow you to do is to help heal others. And they suggest the first sign, the first way of going about this, is using the zodiac template. I know that you are definitely accustomed with your own zodiac sign. So see how many times that you tell others about their own zodiac and how that you can relate, how you find that they are easily relatable to their sign, whether it's earth, water, fire, or air. So I'm going to pull out cards to see how this relates to you and in your life. Okay. Well, this is your mother. Does she have that like inner knowing? Is she like really good at that kind of stuff?
I asked her about that, and she said she said she has it, but never developed it.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, this is where it comes from. And what you need to do is you need to provide some of this to your mother. And it's going to be a perfect place for you to enhance it and realize that this is how you can promote the healing within others. And a mother is, well, one, why wouldn't you want to give your mother any sort of gift? She gave you the gift of life. And anything you can give back to her is absolutely beautiful. And, of course, they love it no matter what. Moms love everything that you give to them. And the next card I pulled for that, and if you do that, I pulled the star, which is definitely good dreams. Of course, remember the star is the most positive card in the deck. The brightest one, a very bright future is in store for you, and definitely your dreams will be coming true. So make sure you remember your dreams, okay? And have you been writing your dreams down by chance?
Man, I've been so out of touch with everything. I'm not even going to lie to you. Because I have the book sitting there, and it's like, man, I've been so out of touch. Because I've been trying to get adjusted to everything, and it's like, you know, that's what I was saying. I felt so imbalanced, you know.
Absolutely. That makes sense. Totally. Well, I think this is your little redemption. How did you feel about the meditation that we went through? Did that help you put some things into balance?
Yeah, it helped me come back to center. You know what I mean? Because I've been out of center for a while. I think this whole heat thing.
Yeah,
the heat plus everything going on around me, yeah, I've been out of center. But I think that kind of helped begin that process, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It has been very, very hot. But don't worry. I mean, we all tend to get caught up with life and, you know, stray away from things that we think we know we should be doing. But you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, so don't you worry. You had other things to take care about, but now you're coming back to center, getting back in alignment, and it's all good. So we're going to see what stargates that Metatron has for you that you can access with this new healing and an endeavor on your soul quest. So the card I'm pulling. Ooh. Very, very nice. Okay. This is the, yeah, I gotta get the proper name. The Quinary Stargate. Okay. And this is, okay, I'm just gonna tell you what the card is about and then how it relates to you. So the Quinary Angels govern the dominions of stars. Heaven is divided into 72 visible segments, linked to a hidden 72 of pure, unfallen vibration that exist in angelic light beyond their stargate. This gate is for those who are star-born. For example, Arcturus, Pleiades, Cygnus, and Andromeda. And seek to retrieve their ancient wisdom and deepen their connection to receive higher truth for soul quest. The quinary symbol is a circle of 72 curved and interlinked white feathers. Together with the hidden 72, it forms a spherical crown of stars that can be worn by the starborn. So it's saying that you definitely have starborn origins. You are from, like, you're definitely not from this planet. You're from a farther neighboring starborn, and it is, oh my gosh, it's totally affirming what I totally knew about you. And I think you know it too deep down. It's just gonna, it takes time to link. Like you said, you drew off that balance, but that's quite all right. Here you are again, ready to jump in. So the symbol for this is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pointed star. It looks very cool. So what I want you to do is, these next messages that I'm going to read to you, what I want you to imagine is these words coming from you, okay? Imagine that these are your words. They are yours. They are your own. Use your imagination to imagine the words coming from you, okay? Literally from my mouth coming out of you, okay?
Okay.
Just imagine. And then, of course, follow the directions with the breath and anything else. From oneness, I breathe in your sacred quinary angel's vibration and the 5-point star energy, a symbol of higher spiritual empowerment, and hold this within hearts. On my out-breath, the crown of stars radiates 6 12-fold white spirals, which descend to be anchored within me. Holding this sacred energy, I ascend on the spirals to your stargate. By your grace, I continue on my hidden white diamond angelic light spiral to my own star of origin. Wearing the crown of stars, My higher self's subtle energy bodies are cleared. I am reborn into my soul quest with higher 6 and 5 vibrations. I pledge my spiritual enlightenment in service of love and light. So that is what this Stargate has to offer, and how you can relate to it is in an animal type of way. Okay. I need you to link to Nature Kingdom, and I need you to link to animals. I'm not sure, but I think it's going to be within your inner knowing that you're going to be able to realize what animal you seek and feel connected with the most. And once you do good animal work, what I want you to remember right now is Native Americans, they're definitely very connected with animals and their energies. And they believe that these energies are of certain godlike qualities, and they used to honor certain animals. For example, the eagle, the wolf, the bear, they're very highly remarked, and they were given very much respect. And once you find this, I don't know if this is a symbol of a tree-like animal, but I did get the tree, which suggests growth, maturity, and wiser places for you to be. And this is a beautiful card to affirm your soul quest, that it's going to help you get right back in line with nature, with nature's time, not the mathematical time that we have created, but nature's own time. For example, following the cycles of the moon, I mean, for women, it's their period, which is definitely helps them realize nature's time. And it just really helps to get back in line with that. So definitely all good healing for you, all good balance. So that is what's in store for you with your soul quest. So do you have any questions? Do you have any questions that don't even relate to this? Or would you like to move on to the heart quest?
I'll move on to a heart quest.
Okay, very cool. So we're going to go to the first card, which is going to suggest the area that you need healing in. So we're going to bring your awareness to what needs to be enlightened upon. And this card, actually I need you one more time to say your name for me 3 times so we can connect to it again.
Okay. Charisse.
Beautiful, dear. Beautiful. Okay. Very cool. I had a feeling that this is what was going to happen. Now, this is a water card. Okay. This is called Vretiel. The symbol for this is Vow, which means hook, connection, and positive focus. Your soul has ancient origins, even to mankind's beginning, but in past lives you made certain vows that you must release. Okay? So this card is a record keeper of the past, present, and future, and your focus is to empower your now. And this whale tail, the picture of the whale tail, will evoke the lost sea kingdoms of your origins. These symbols, vow, will retrieve your arcane wisdom to transform your quote-unquote now. If you see it as a hook, if you see vow as a hook, that means something is holding you back and you're trapping lower energy vibrations within. If you are, simply refocus your vision. Breathe in blue-white tints to propel your perception skyward. Like I said, color has very, very good healing to it. Use vow as a karmic birth to soar from depth to heights, even to fly, as this love helps infuse your purpose with truth, living light. And how this relates to you is through meditation. Okay, it's telling you that you need to take more time to meditate. you need to reach. Do you know how we did that meditation today?
Yeah.
Okay. What we did is they call this an Eden tree meditation. Actually, I'll just call this an Eden tree meditation. And you, what you do is you are breathing this beautiful breath, okay? Once you have ignited all of your chakras, once you have sat in a meditative state and just really felt the breath, really took control of the breath, and realized that your life, your existence, is your breath. You sit in this beautiful state of mind that the angels like to call Eden tree. You're completely open, and you are one with all. You need to access this state more often. This is what the angels are telling me. And it is going to blossom, I think, your heart into even greater depths that you might not have even imagined possible. What the purpose of Heart Quest is to turn your heart into a diamond flower of life. I suggest, if you don't know, look up what the flower of life is. Okay? Do some research on your own. Read about the flower of life. And if you would like, I can give you a suggestion of a book to look into where it explains exactly what the flower of life is and how it comes about within you. And I think you'll understand once you get it.
Okay.
So this is definitely beautiful. It's going to bring new opportunities for you. I have a feeling this could, oh man, my ears are ringing, so something good is happening, that's for sure. But it's going to bring you new things, and it's just going to provoke this amazing healing, like healing beyond anything that you could imagine. And it's going to be so easy to you. All you have to do is meditate. Get back in that center. Find your balance again. So the healing for this card, is the Sun Mandala. And it's golden solar healing and balance. Man, all your cards are about healing and balance. How ironic, huh? So, gold of creation is sun energy and comes in many vibrations. If accessing these golden spirals and using this mandala brings sun healing and masculine balance of all chakras to third eye. Okay? The next level of vibration is Shekinah's balance, white gold, etheric, and spiritual power from root to heart to white gold. Oh, excuse me, to Metatron's crown. So channeling this vibration means you can go fully within Eden tree, your crown touching the 4444 stargate and oneness, bridging above and below to help the angels send out healing. So literally, when you access this state of mind, when you access this meditation, you are literally becoming a conduit, a channel for angel energy to come into this world and invoke healing, okay? Just being in that state of mind is healing, okay? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And once you are in that state, it's like that breath that you release out into the atmosphere that you are breathing in from within, and it is changing within. That beautiful spiritual alchemy that happens within, once that physical breath, literally the breath that comes out of your body, it sits in the atmosphere, and it has the energy that you have been meditating with it. And what it does is it goes into the atmosphere, and it surrounds your body, and it surrounds the area that you're in. Hence why the area that you tend to meditate in becomes peaceful around you, that entire area. And all of the things can be picked up. Anything can pick up on it. It's very, very cool. Just thinking about that, it's like, wow, all I have to do is just breathe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do is we're going to do a nice little test of this, okay? So just sit nice and comfortable. All you have to do is just close your eyes, okay? I breathe your sacred golden energy. And as I hold this vibration in solar chakra, I travel to the Sun Mandala and Temple of Mer. From below, golden rays encircle me counterclockwise through all chakras to third eye. as I find Caduceus's balance. Now, cloaked in glorious rays, I empower my own sun in solar, filling it with higher white gold vibrations that radiate roots to crown. I become Eden Tree, a conduit for white gold to flow to and from below and above, to help Raphael and Shekinah manifest healing for Mother Earth, nature, all life. So, very, very simple. It's a beautiful solar healing. Again, the solar, it wants you to bring solar awareness, awareness to your solar chakra, which is the yellow one right by the belly button. All right, and the card that will help you better relate to this, all right, is the owl. I think it's a fear of yours that if you meditate and you actually take the time to do this, that it's not going to work, and it's not going to get you anywhere. Because what can it be? I mean, you're just sitting there. How can it be anything good? How can you be healing if you're just sitting there, you know, meditating in a state of mind? How can that even happen? Just being is the divine state that we are. And what you need to realize is that it takes patience. And patience is definitely something that is hard to attain. But if you do, you keep patient and you keep steady on the path, you will find that it is going to be completely insurmountable. And this is going to lead to your soul quest, which is going to be that healing, the dreams coming true, and this beautiful growing of age, this beautiful wisdom that you're going to get, just like a tree. Picture a tree. That's all you need to do. Literally picture yourself as a tree. It's that simple. So, how do you feel about your messages?
That's a lot of messages. And they're all consistent, too, you know what I mean? Same. Mm-hmm. You know, same theme throughout it all. So
exactly.
That's something I'm left to ponder with, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be with it, hold it, and you will be very, very, very good. It'll be totally cool.
Right.
And it definitely is a lot to take in, but it's your subconscious. It's got it all. It remembered exactly what you needed to remember. It's going to take away what it needs to sustain and to live the desires that you so choose. So, do you have any, like, major questions, anything that you want answered, that I can ask the cards, see what they say? Or
no,
is that plenty?
No, it's good. Like, I'll just, you know, I'll take it as I usually do, and it hits me when it hits me. I think on it. Yeah, that's how I do, so. I don't have any questions.
Girl, you do what you do, and I appreciate you being here.
No
you
problem.
Immensely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
all
for
right,
calling
thank you.
In. I'll join you back in the chat.
All right, then. Thanks a lot.
All right. No problem, dear. Take care. Many blessings, of course. All right. So, if anybody else wants a reading, just let me know. I would be more than happy to do that. What I want to do is I want to play a song. I kind of am getting into the habit of doing this. After a reading, I want to play a song for people. And it kind of helps to provoke the healing, helps to provoke certain things. So I'm going to play this one for Charisse. This one is my song by yours truly, the Dream Teacher, and it's called When I Lose All Sense of Time. So Charisse, this is what you need to start doing, meditating and losing sense of time. All right. I'll be right back, and I'll be joining you in the chat. Enjoy, everybody.
When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find. It's not hard to find. When I lose sense of all time,
it'll be a almost like a nagging process where you're constantly having to climb, okay, and constantly doing things, and your thoughts are going to be eating away at you. So you must have some mental anguish that you have to deal with, and it's part of who you are, so don't worry, it's not bad or anything. I'm sure you've been dealing with it for quite some time now. But I do see that you have very, very positive dreams. Definitely you have a very bright future. Things are very good for you. I don't see any negativity through this. It's nothing that you can't handle. Absolutely nothing you can't handle. I'll say that for sure. And keep a nice hold on your dreams. I'm not sure how often that you dream or what you dream about, but keep hold of them. And I'm not talking in terms of just what happens when you go to sleep. I'm talking about your goals and aspirations and what you desire to see in your life. Hold those desires close and hold your dreams closer. I would say good things. I'll pull up one more card just to see. Oh, not sure. There's some kind of important man that is either in your life or will be entering your life. I don't think he's there now. Let's see what it relates to. Oh my God, I knew it. I totally knew it. You are totally going to find a good man. I think you're about to find a good relationship coming up for you. Okay. That is definitely what I was picking up on. He is like a dream come true. Absolutely. I pulled the man and then the heart right after the man. Self-explanatory. So very, very cool. Long hair chick, I was talking about, yeah, ET. Amphis is way ahead of me. Thank you, Amphis. oh no, I think I got a mosquito bite on my face. Owie. Not good. Alright, so I believe a long haired chick had a question. Let's see. All y'all are typing so fast. This one can actually knock my voice. Stops going. My boyfriend told me he was washing dishes and heard me say, "Hey, honey, I'm awake." Here I was in bed. How do ghosts mock voices like that? Very, very interesting. Well, they have a very good ability to shift, or depending on the spirit, they have good abilities to shift and play around with physical aspects, and sound is definitely one thing, but they can literally get inside of your head. Like, they can get on that brainwave, they can get on that frequency, and they can picture, like, a puppeteer almost. They can pull certain strings and cause you to think that you've heard something like that, although it never came out because you didn't say it, obviously. And it's just, he obviously knows that your voice is familiar. Your boyfriend, that is. He knows what your voice sounds like. It's very familiar to him. And so it was like, it was probably, what did he say? I'm going to say, "Hey, honey, I'm awake." Now, it might be something that you've said before, something that resonated with him, and then the energy taken and the ghost shifted it and kind of is playing upon it and playing upon your boyfriend, which is totally crazy. It really is weird. Ghosts are some weird things, that's for sure. I would not mess around with them. The only thing that I would like to do and want to do for them is help them shift from the being stuck in this plane and moving on into the light, of course. If you're just joining us, hello, Divinia. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- or you can call in, of course. Anybody else that would like a reading, you can call in. Again, the number is 646-727-2870. I'm going to play a little song. I know there's quite a few people here that are in some very deep, loving relationships, and for that, I think that is absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to play a nice little Leona Lewis song, which is a very, very good spirit for great heartfelt messages. So the first time ever I saw your face, I'm pretty sure it's just the first time ever I, by Leona Lewis. So enjoy the song, be in the chat, and be right back with you. Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody. This has turned out to be quite the show this evening. Sorry if I'm keeping you all up this Sunday night. I can't believe it's 2 o'clock. I feel like I should let everybody go to bed. It's Monday tomorrow, and it's starting up a bright new week. So I think what I'm going to do is play one more song, but I'm going to end the show with this song. Hopefully, if nobody else, well, let me just say it now, last call for reading. If you want a reading, please get in now. If you have any questions that you want answered, call in, let me know, and that'll be so much. I'll be very, very happy to help you out with that. Yeah, I know. I can never sleep either. I will seriously stay up all night, and then once I start seeing the sun come up, then I'm like, oh, man, I really probably should go to bed. Darn it. It's already the day. So I always get a late night. Usually end up going to bed around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, waking up at, like, 8 or 9. I don't know. I just don't need sleep much anymore. I had a little bit of a theory, and I think it's, like, the deeper sleep that you get, like, I get some very, very, very deep sleep. I go into such deep states, and I think it's so deep that I don't even need to sleep for that long. I don't need to sleep for 8 hours. Like, it just doesn't have to happen for me. Other times, maybe when I'm super stressed out or my body isn't in the perfect way it could be, in the place it could be, then I might need more sleep after that. Oh, gosh. Sorry, I was just reading stuff in the chat. Y'all are funny. Oh, thank you guys so much for being here. You guys are such beautiful people. So glad to have you here. Let's see. So on random side notes, what I would totally advise you guys to do, if you have not been here yet, go to stumbleupon.com. I'll put it in the chat room. This website, absolutely phenomenal. If you like to know what's on the internet, if you like surfing the internet and you don't know where to go, go to stumbleupon.com. It is the coolest website ever. What you do is you fill out your stuff, the stuff that you like, your favorite topics, and please take the time to do so. It's totally worth it, I promise. And you sign up, of course, and be a friend of me. Find me on there. I'm the Dream Teacher, of course. And you just stumble. You click the stumble button, and it takes you to random websites, takes you to random places, and it really helps you to explore a lot of the internet and some of the things that you are interested in personally. And, man, I would invest stock in this thing because it's one of the best ideas ever. It's so good. It's a really great way to share new things. I have stumbled upon so many great things that I've ended up favoriting and go back to visit from time to time over again. There's some really good videos up there, crazy stuff. So check it out. It's definitely very, very, very cool. I kind of want to stumble right now and see what I get. Like, for example, I'll just tell you guys what I'm finding. Okay, I'm clicking the stumble, and I go to, it's taking me to treehugger.com. Ooh, see, this is really cool. It's Soar Forest that keeps cars cool and juiced. Now, this is very cool. Oh, my gosh, I've totally thought about this idea before. Okay, it's basing stuff off of plants, okay? Basing our energy, where we get our energy and electricity, from plants. And I've totally thought about this before and pictured it in my mind. And here is a perfect example of it. Like, look at this. It is, it's so cool. Just think about, it feels like we are totally living, like, in the earth if we were to have these things. They're so freaking cool. Cool. Oh, I wish these were real, right? see, please, oh my gosh, just go to StumbleUpon. I just clicked the stumble button and it brought me to this page. Oh yeah, that's true. I never thought about that. Oh well. But yeah, just cool stuff. I'm gonna stumble again. Clicking the stumble button. Oh, I should have liked that page. Sleep deprivation experiment. Oh, let's do this. This is totally perfect. I'm gonna read this. In the course of studies at Berkeley, conduct several I don't deeply remember spring in 1994. Okay, so 8 hours every night. It's a theoretical ideal sleep management technique. Unfortunately, it has been difficult to implement in practice since I work really slowly on homework. I need to collect more data on this method. Okay, so getting 4 hours of sleep every night. Although similar to the AR method, this doesn't even tell us results. Oh, wait, did it? It's so funny, we were just talking about how nobody sleeps here, and then I just stumbled upon a sleep deprivation article. So weird. Let's see. Yes, I will like that one. So yeah, get involved in StumbleUpon. Such a cool website. I highly recommend it. Oh, the Mirror of Memories. This is a cool picture. Oh my gosh. I wish I could think of things like that. So smart. Man, I wish I could play that one song for you guys, but it's not even on my friggin' file board, and I am not happy about that. It's this amazing, amazing, amazing song called Approaching Silence. Totally opened up my mind to, like, so many things. It was, unforgettable. Unbelievable, even. Uh-oh. Yeah, everybody here has a sleeping problem. Considering the fact that it's, what, 2 o'clock Eastern time, and we're all still up. Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. All right, guys, well, I'm just going to play a song, do some more healing with the angel, of course. While everybody's here, I'll just let everybody know where you can contact me. Of course, you can reach me at here on Blog Talk Radio or email me personally at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. And if you would like to set up a personal session with me, you can find me at keen.com. I'm just going to go ahead and put the link in the chat, so that y'all can go right to it. If you're a new customer, let me know, and I can get a deal for you. Of course, I will take any of your appointments. You can either set up an appointment or just call me. The extension is 039-68444, and you can just call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Very, very easy, very to do, just for those of you that want to set up a personal session with me. Of course, oh my god. Sorry, I'm being really silly right now. It is 2 o'clock, let's not forget that. I had such an intense weekend, oh my goodness. I got a little too intoxicated last night, and I don't remember a lot of it. It's pretty weird. I'm sure you guys are probably like, wow, this kid is, like, so weird. He's, like, so spiritual or doing readings, which is so weird at 21 years old, and then he's out partying. It's like I live a double lifestyle right now. It's so crazy. But that's why some things happen to me. That's why spirit is getting my attention in other ways. And that's why I'm still here. Hey, you got to stay young somehow. And you know what? If they're trying to play the games of, oh, you have to drink to have fun, blah, 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 blah. Then let's play them. I'm down. I'm going to throw down with y'all, and we're going to get it all. But I was dancing my ass off last night. I will tell you that. Oh, my goodness. I was a dancing queen. I will tell you that. I went to, oh, my gosh, and I was at the gay bar, right? Well, there's this one big drag queen. Her name is Carrie Nichols, and she is, like, the head of the entire place. She is, like, the main girl. You do not want to F with her. You do not want to be on any bad side of hers. And I friggin' hit her. I believe I hit her in the face. And I could not believe it. I was attracting all sorts of attention to me last night. And I don't remember any of it. Everybody was like, oh, you were a hot mess last night. They told all of the bartenders not to serve me anymore. And they're like, this kid is cut for the night. I'm like, oh, no. I found myself outside. And I was really thankful people were taking care of me. But other people, not so much. Some guy tried to get me to go home with him. And almost stole me and, like, literally, like, kidnapped me. He was just as drunk as I was. He was going to drive me? No, thank you. It was super scary, but I didn't really remember. I didn't remember anything. God only knows. I woke up the next morning. I found blood on my shirt. Don't know how that happened. I wasn't bleeding anywhere, so that's good. But I don't know how blood got on my shirt. And yeah, right? I know, long hair chick. Yeah, look out for those douchebags. and then I woke up and I went to go eat my sandwich that I got from earlier. I'm like, oh my gosh, who the hell ate my sandwich? Who the hell ate half my sandwich? I was so mad. I realized that as soon as I came home, I ate an entire half of it. I'm like, oh my goodness, this night has been way too long. So I text one of my friends and I'm like, I'm like, OMG, and he's like, what? And I'm like, what the hell happened last night? And all of a sudden, he's like, I tried to confront three of them, but there were just too many. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what does that even mean? Like, so I called him immediately, and I'm like, what happened last night? He was like, people were all over you, trying to make out with you, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's like, you are a hot mess, and then you mess with the drag queen, and then you friggin' are falling all over people. And then I do remember, yeah, a hot mess. Yes, you got that right, long hair chick. And I was just falling over people, and I do remember, like, what I remember is pictures. I just remember a picture of something, not moments or events, but pictures. And I remember being somewhere in this dance floor, and somebody tried to steal my beer from me, and they totally tried to steal my drink, and I was not happy with that. I'm like, you want my drink? You want my friggin' drink? So I poured it all over them and all over everybody. I literally just poured it, swung it around everywhere. Oh my gosh. I'm like, there you go. Drink up, bitch. Oh my gosh, I was a mess. I was literally a mess last night. I know. No, you know what? I'm kind of glad there's no video of it because it's just not attractive at all. And like when you're drunk, you don't even look good. You just look like a mess. Your eyes are all crazy. Yeah, seriously, you never know. There's going to be like a tape found. Oh my gosh. People trying to friggin' best me outside of the club. I'm like, oh my gosh, get out of here. Friggin', where is a good boyfriend when you need him? You know what I'm saying? And it was not helping me at all. So yeah, it was a very intense night, and I don't think I ever want to drink again. No way, they friggin' love me at those bars. But I don't think I want to go, though, anymore. I don't like to keep my face there too much. I don't want to show up there too much. I like to remain very mysterious. I like to be very mysterious and to be like, oh, it's that boy, you know, blah, 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 blah. And after this episode, man, I kind of do have to come back for redemption. And the good thing is I did get a lot of attention, although it doesn't matter if it's negative or positive attention. I don't care. I don't give an F. It's still attention regardless. And it's still, you know, conscious awareness being put towards me. And once they know, I mean, they're going to totally understand the difference when I'm completely unconscious and a hot mess, and when I am conscious and when I'm all here and with it. They'll be like, oh my gosh. They'll be like, then you are absolutely crazy. And I'll be like, yeah, isn't that funny what alcohol does to you? Isn't that crazy what alcohol does to a person? You know, it's so, poof. It's amazing what a couple drinks can do. Oh yeah, I mean, partying hard is fun, don't get me wrong, but it just takes a toll on my body. I can't do it. I cannot. I didn't wake up with a hangover or anything, which is surprising. I woke up and I just started to do yoga, and I'm like, ugh, I kind of still have a little bit of a drunk feeling within me, and I'm like, eh. So I started to do yoga, and oh my gosh, as soon as I did down dog position, I had to stop. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even do it. I can't continue with this position because my head was upside down and I was getting the spins, and then all of a sudden the sky was the ground and the ground was the sky, and then it all spun around and I was like, no, no. Oh, the secret to no hangovers is water. Long-haired chick. Water, 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 water. Every drink you drink, drink 2 times as much water. Swear to God, it helps. And bread, of course. Bread is a good thing. But water is just so effing good for you. It's ridiculous. Welcome back, Amethyst. I should totally just do a rundown of everybody who's here. Let's give a nice warm welcome to Amethyst72, Sharice88, Davinia1111, ET5998, Kalina Moon, Long Haired Chick, and Tachita. You all are beautiful, beautiful people. Thank you very much for joining me here. And I'm so glad. Oh, no. Why is my phone clicking? Spirit's trying to send me a message. Something's going on. There's aliens. I don't know what's going on. That's freaking me out. Yeah, water is just the cure for everything. You friggin', you know what? Those are my things to live by. Whenever you have anything wrong with you, either drink water or go poop, and you will be healed, I promise. Water or pooping, those are the ultimate healers. They will feel better every time. Chia, let's see. Planetary movements, keep in mind what is going on. I'm going to read you off what planets are where. We can keep a good eye on them, see where we can feel. Okay, we've got the sun in Leo, which is a very fun energy. I love the summer energy. A moon is in Aries. Mercury is in Virgo. Venus is in Virgo. Mars is in Libra. Jupiter is in Aries. Saturn is in Libra. Uranus is in Aries. Remember that just happened. Oh, and Saturn moved into Libra as well. I forgot to tell you about that. I believe Libra is Saturn's natural abode. It's its natural home. So balance is going to be a big area of topic. be balanced. Let things balance. But then also look for these striking revelations. They'll be very headstrong with Uranus. Those are the two that just transitioned, Saturn and Uranus. Neptune is in Aquarius. Pluto is in Capricorn. True Note is in Capricorn. And Chiron is in Aquarius. So good action going on, which is very, very cool. Amethyst, of course you're an Aquarius. You're totally airy. You're totally all about humanity, healing. You're totally in line with that. Yeah, astrology is a bit intense, but that's even how, that's just how I got into pretty much a lot of this, actually through hypnosis. That's how I found psychics to be legit, is when I hypnotized somebody to be psychic, I could not believe what happened. It was insane. Like, it was the craziest thing. I couldn't believe that that was happening in front of me. I'm like, holy cow, how is this happening? Like, this is legit. And I couldn't believe somebody could read me right then and there. Oh my goodness, I have 1 minute left. Oh no. How come the lady didn't tell me 90 seconds? Where is my Blog Talk English woman when I need her? She's supposed to give me my friendly little reminder. Girl, please, you did not do it. I bet she's about to do it any second. Any second now. Any second. Come on. I know it. Oh, there it is. There it is. 90-second warning. All right. Well, thank you all very much again for joining me. I'll be here tomorrow night. I'm going to do shows as often as I possibly can. So should be here tomorrow, bringing some good vibes, good energy, and, of course, closing out the day, bringing you good energy so you can have sweet dreams. Again, if you want to contact me, call me, 1-800-ASK-KEEN. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, and my extension is 0396844. We'll be more than happy to take your calls. I hope all of you have a very, very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening. I hope you all have an amazing morning, and I hope you wake up excited and ready for the day that is ahead of you, as it is a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day. Let it all be known, her. I hope that we all can come back together as you guys help to really raise this energy to a beautiful level. I'm so glad you could share in these beautiful feelings with me. All of you are beautiful co-creators and amazingly grateful to be here with you. Hope you all take care and have sweet dreams, my loves.